from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On the way, it is no good! North Carolina survives!
North Carolina, Minnesota. Minnesota missing a 47-yard field goal as time expired. They fall 19-17 in their opener. That probably would have been the closest game between two good teams yesterday in college football. You had a lot of games going on, including the UB game. The UB game wasn't ever a blowout, but it was a good watch. The quarterback is kind of interesting. We'll talk more about it with Scott Wilson coming up at 7:30, but CJ Ogbonna, he was more of a runner in his previous time playing college football with UB, and then I think Southeast Missouri State was the other school that he was at. But yesterday, the two most impressive plays I saw from him were like deep touchdown passes down the sidelines. FCS opponent, we'll see what they can do when they play in the conference. I would not expect them to do all that well against Missouri next week. But hey, you never know. Missouri won 51-0 last night over an FCS team. So UB off and running, 1-0. Hey, it's a 17-point win against a team you were only a 3.5-point favorite against. So it definitely could have gone worse. Colorado also, the other game from last night that everybody was paying attention to. And I'm going to have to read more about whether this guy's going to be in the like a top NFL pick. But Deion Sanders' kid in Colorado's court, like Shedeur Sanders is nice. When he throws the ball, like there is zip on it. He's got this. He had a throw last night in that game against North Dakota State that was kind of reminiscent to me of the Josh Allen pass to Robert Foster in his rookie year, where he's standing in the pocket and everybody is closing in on him at once. Like he is in the middle and here comes all four linemen from different angles that are about to converge on you. And just in the nick of time, right before they all arrive to hit you. And I mean, like, he maybe even was hit. He might have, contact may have begun, the defensive lineman hitting him when the ball was released. But as he's getting hit, he just flicks the ball 40 yards forward, right in stride to an open receiver who takes it to the end zone for a 70-yard touchdown. And immediately thought about that Robert Foster play from Allen in his rookie year. So again, like, I don't know, is he a top five NFL prospect? Maybe it'll, you know, we'll have to see the season first, I'm sure, before that happens. But he's big enough, right? He's 6'2". He's mobile enough. His arm looks like it's good enough. I don't know, like, I think he's probably going to be an NFL quarterback. But time will tell. Colorado, I still can't decide if I want to root for them or not. Because, like, even, Josh, you were telling me, is it Shiloh Sanders, the other one of Deion's kids that plays for the team? He's a corner. And he was throwing guys into the bench from the other team last night.
Like, really dirty plays. Like, he had a late hit that he actually got flagged for, a 15-yard penalty. And, I mean, the ball was, like, it wasn't that it just hit the ground. The ball was sitting on the ground. It had stopped moving, and he comes over and hits the receiver out of bounds. The receiver didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
It was an extremely late hit. It was just...
He
didn't get it.
He had a couple of those because I was watching. I watched most of the first half of that game, and I think on three separate occasions I saw him, Shiloh Sanders, throw a North Dakota State player into the wall or the bench. Right, like it was the bench.
Yeah, he literally
too.
Sat a guy down on the bench.
Yeah,
like wrapped him up and then ran him into the wall and sat him down.
Yeah, so you know,
and that those benches are like, you know, 10 yards off the sideline too. It's not like you're running a couple feet.
Yes.
You're getting a lot of speed behind it.
Yep. So, I don't know. Are they likable? Dion's big and loud, and I kind of liked that last year when it was happening, and I think I still do, but at some point, you got to win, and he hasn't. It's game one, right? Like, we're not into the season yet. Time to win. Time to win, or I think you're going to start getting annoying to me. Where, oh, we're big and we're loud, but we win six games. Like, you gotta go win 9 or 10 and make it all this worth it. And really, they should. I mean, the defense kind of got picked apart by this North Dakota State kid last night. So maybe that's not a good sign if you're trying to compete with the top.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Teams in the country, but the quarterback's good enough, and the receiver is good enough. Can I call him a receiver? Ian Harditz tweeted out last night from Fantasy Life. Ian Harditz, who's been on the show before, tweeted out, just put Travis Hunter on the Bills offense and see what happens. Because that he looks so fast compared to everybody else out there, and they were playing an FCS opponent. But Travis Hunter, that guy I'm sure is going to be an NFL player. I don't know that they'll let him play corner also. I would like that. Get your new your football version of Shohei Ohtani, perhaps.
I wonder if there's going to be a point where, even maybe this season, where Deion Sanders is like, hey, man, you got to pick one and just commit to it.
I don't know. Like Deion, every time I've heard Deion Sanders talk about it, he is like, nope, he's both. We're not.
Yeah, but how sustainable is that?
So,
especially at an NFL level. I know Deion Sanders did it, kind of, but...
He did do it. He did it. There was a full year where he started a receiver for the Cowboys and played corner.
Yeah, but how sustainable was that, right? Like, I don't know if that's something for, like, long-term success. I mean, if you have a player that's so good at both positions, you kind of have to pick one because eventually he's not going to be good at either of them because he's going to be too tired from playing both.
Well, maybe. Right now at Colorado, he's great at both. And
true,
he's,
but that's college. It's
but he's still running the same amount.
Yeah.
So, well, right. Like it's something that NFL teams are probably going to tell him you have to pick. But what I would love to see happen, because this is what Ohtani did. When Ohtani showed up to baseball told him, I've heard the former Marlins president spoke on this, that most teams told Ohtani, you're not pitching here. You got to pick one. You're either hitting or you're pitching. And Ohtani told teams, okay, well, guess what? I'm only signing with a team that's going to let me do both. I'm only going to play for a team that lets me do both. And the Angels let him do both. But like the Mets and the Yankees, I think the story was, they would not let him play both. Or maybe that was only one of those two. But whatever, that was the story that I heard. So
it feels very Yankees
sure.
for them to say no to that.
Right. So if Hunter is intent on cashing out money-wise and he thinks he's going to be able to play both and is great at both. That's what I would think would be cool. What happens if Hunter, you know, what do you do? He's the fifth best prospect in the draft, and he starts telling teams in the NFL, play me at both or don't draft me. Then what do you do? Then I think you got to let him play both. At least you have to be open to letting him play both. The receiver skills are really what I'm more interested in anyway, because he's so fast. He turned up the sidelines and ran away from that North Dakota State safety. Like, that North Dakota State safety had never seen somebody with speed like that. The angle he took, I'm sure that angle he took works on other players, but it did not work on Travis Hunter last night. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Bills yesterday, nothing really big other than Lewis Seen signing at safety, and maybe that'll be somebody that ends up playing for them down the road. And then Jalen Virgil at wide receiver is the other signing. Safety, you know, we'll see what we get when we get to week one. But Rapp and Edwards and Cole Bishop and Hamlin, and I don't know, should I include Lewis Seen in that discussion? Should I include Micah Hyde in that discussion? You know what would be a good bet right now? That would be a tough bet to make. Who are going to be their two safeties in the final game of the season? Right now, every other position you probably would know. You know who the quarterback's going to be. You know who they're running. If health, you know, provides itself. If health provides itself, what's your starting group at the end of the season? We know what quarterback is. We know what running back is. We know what tight end is. We know what the offensive line is. We know what the defensive line is, I think. End might be the one that could be different. Vaughn could jump back in there, right, and be listed above an A.J. Epenesa or play more than an Epenesa. Corner, I guess, could be a little different. But safety's the one where, if I asked you right now, who would starting players at that position in the final game of the season, I would have no idea. Rapp would be one of them, I would think. But could Lewis Seen be one of them? Not if you heard what Matthew Collar had to say yesterday with Mike Schoep. Because it does not sound like he did much of anything to impress in Minnesota. 803-0550 is the phone number. Timeout here. We've got Scott Wilson coming up at 7:30 on UB. We also have to get to the bad beat that Rutgers had for us against Howard last night. That's all coming up. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.